All right, many, many blessings to you. So today we're going to talk about resistance, and specifically resistance to change, especially around accountability. Now, you might find yourself already feeling resistant towards this section, towards this session. And one of the most important things to realize if you're somebody who really wants to do some powerful things in the world, make a difference, deeply awaken yourself, well, resistance is part of the game. And here's why. Whenever we change, whenever we do something different, we're going to be met with the weight and the feeling of what was familiar. If you think about it, when you're exercising and let's say you're building a muscle, well, it's whenever you're strengthening something, you're going to have resistance. You're going to have some level of kind of even pain in the muscle as it transforms. And so this kind of experience that comes with change, that comes with making real, honest shifts in your life is actually a natural response. It's not that it's something bad, or it's not that it means you shouldn't be doing new things, but actually rather the opposite. What can happen for a lot of people is they think that, well, if I'm feeling bad about doing this thing, it must mean that it's not good for me. Yeah, does that sound familiar to you? Especially in kind of the spiritual New Age community, when we become more in touch with our feelings, it can go a little too far to say that, oh, if I'm feeling good, it's a good thing. If I'm feeling bad, it's a bad thing. But with truth, what happens is you progress on the spiritual path and gain experience and maturity, you actually realize it can often be quite the opposite, and that when negativity comes up, when resistance comes up, it's actually a very good sign. Resistance means that we're actually challenging the ego and those negative parts of ourselves that do not want to die. Right? It's the ego's nature to survive, right? It wants to propagate. It wants to survive. And so when we challenge those parts of ourselves with things like accountability, well, that part of us, we basically can be met with quite a bit of intense negativity, of feeling that kind of triggered emotional feeling of, ooh, I don't want to do this. Or you might feel angry or upset, or different feelings can come up. The main thing to realize, though, is that it's actually a very good sign. It means that you're on to creating some real change. We can stay forever in our comfort zones and never be met with that much resistance, though that in itself isn't very pleasant and you'll still feel negativity. You know, you're in your comfort zone. But as soon as you start to challenge that and you're met with resistance, it's a very good sign that you're actually onto something. Anyone who's ever done anything great has met resistance internally and externally. We can think of various great leaders, like let's say Gandhi. Gandhi no doubt faced some internal resistances, and you could even read his biography to kind of be in tune with his own journey, and he certainly met some external resistances, and so we're going to meet both as we embark on our journey. And what will happen is the part of us that wants to stay small, that wants to stay as things were and in our comfort zone, will try and convince us not to move forward. You will hear upteen different excuses in your mind for why this accountability section is wrong and this isn't for you. You know, you're too spiritual. This is like you know, not your style or whatever. You can hear so many different excuses. And I just want to expose this so you know that it's actually very common and quite normal. The ego part of us is going to try and convince us not to set up accountability and make these changes inevitable. Because if we're not accountable, then we don't necessarily have to do it. Who's to say or check in with us that we're actually making the shifts and moving forward? So I want to just share two tips with you. One of them is do it anyway. And this might sound super simple, but it's true. No matter how great the fear, no matter how great the resistance, do it anyway. You'll find if you talk to people who have achieved great things in the world that they did it anyway. There's going to be reasons why you shouldn't. There's going to be people and situations that come to stop you. There's going to be internal resistance and doubt that comes up to stop you. But the truth is, if you don't give up and you keep on going on and you do it anyway, then the ego just doesn't stand a chance, because its purpose is really to get you to give up and go backwards. But even if it comes up, and even if you're met with great challenges, if you keep on going on and you do it anyway, then the ego just doesn't have a chance, right? And so having this mantra within you is of just do it anyway, do what it takes, keep on going forward, is one of the greatest things that you can have in your heart, that you can have deeply in your being, to ensure that you truly live up to your potential and do what you came here to do. So you can see it really as a gift to yourself that no matter what comes to stop you, you're going to do it anyway. And to just even see it as a good sign and kind of a funny game that, well, I must be onto something good because I'm certainly getting hit with quite a bit of resistance. It can come in the form of emotions. Sometimes we'll get sick. Oftentimes before Michael or I are about to record an audio, our throat will hurt, or, you know, we'll have a lot of like mucus or some strange thing that just appears out of nowhere to keep us from recording. I've even been experiencing that today, and it's actually quite humorous, and it tells me, you know what, this is probably very powerful what I'm about to share, and it's really going to help people, because otherwise I wouldn't really experience resistance, right? People don't experience resistance to things that aren't very good for them. Like maybe it's, drinking or doing drugs or hanging out with people that aren't really good company. I mean, you don't really have that much resistance. It's like easy to do things that are bad for us, right? But to do things that are really good for us and that really make a difference, it does bring up some energy. So to see it as a good sign and to do it anyway is the mindset. And to realize the gift that you're giving yourself by setting up accountability is extremely powerful. You are loving your being, the truth of who you are, what you came here to do. You are honoring yourself enough to ensure that you are fully on board with what you came here to do. It's like this beautiful act of self-love, you know? It's like we need to reframe these things. Accountability is aka self-love, self-care, self-honor, that you are committed to following through with your true purpose and your true dharma here. It's a beautiful gift of love. It's an honoring, and it's a great reinforcement of your dedication to the spiritual path and your dedication to creating real change the world is in quite a dire state right now. And you can see naturally that it's not just going to change by staying in its comfort zone and everyone just carries on doing what we're already doing. Of course not. To actually create radical change, it's going to require radical shifts within each one of us, which will naturally bring up resistance. So this is kind of just a short little talk with you to help you realize what will come up, what you'll be faced with, and the absolute power and importance of doing it anyway. Even finishing this course, you know, there's such a high percentage of people who buy courses and never even listen to one aspect of them. We do our best to make sure you do by staying in touch with you. You're accountable to check in, to fill in your forms, and that's what makes superhero training great. It's not to say, though, that you won't be met with resistance, but no, it's a wonderful sign that you're on to something very, very powerful. So congratulations for even overcoming resistance to be on this training and for to listen to this audio. You are a great soul and you have serious power within you to do great things in the world. You will be met with resistance, but setting up accountability is an act of self-love. It's ensuring that you do what you came here to do. And by ensuring that, it is the greatest gift you can give to yourself and to the rest of the world. So go forth with power, with strength to do it anyway. Set up your accountability. Keep on going on. And you're going to have an incredible, incredible journey. I'll just leave you with this saying that it can be very hard, let's say, to create and live a very easy, beautiful life, meaning we have to put work in, we have to overcome resistance, but the result is something totally beautiful and easeful. And it can be very easy to create a very hard life, meaning it's very easy to be lazy, to be slack, to not really do what's good for us. And what results from that is actually quite a hard, unpleasant life. So put in the work in the beginning and you're going to reap the rewards for a very long time to come. So many blessings and lots of love.